Welcome to Lugano Pico Sunday Church Online Service on Sunday, 20th of June, 2021. I'm Irung Kim, the minister of LPUC. As I made an announcement last week, each year, our church designates two Sundays as Thanksgiving Sunday and commits to give a special offering in response to all of our blessings received from God. Today is our Thanksgiving Sunday. I'm going to focus on the theme giving in faith based on the gospel reading, Mark 12, 41 to 44. As we begin today's worship service, let us recall how much we have blessed throughout this year. Even though the pandemic might have impacted in our lives, and give thanks to God by praising and thanking Him, as well as offering our gifts to Him. As we do that, we may think about the blessings that we have got, firstly, in personal and family level. Just think of what you can be thankful for today in your personal life and in your family. And you may share with your family at home or someone at the place where you watch this online service. What about amongst your church community that you belong? What can you be thankful for that? What are the blessings can you think and be thankful for? Let us begin our service by prayer. Let us pray. Most wonderful and loving God, thank you for this day that you have made for us. As we count our blessings, help us to remember and pray for those who may need your strength and healing, your grace and peace, your justice and mercy. Come, Lord, we pray that you may fill us with your Spirit. Speak your words of healing and life. Encourage us to love our true selves and strengthen us for service in our world. Grant us your peace and set us free to reach you with a joyful worship which overflows with wonderment and love. In the name of Christ Jesus we pray and we worship. Amen. Let us worship God by singing the first song, Count Your Blessings.
When upon life fill us, fill us, fill us. Hello, my name is Sharon. Today's reading is from Mark 12, 38 to 44. Warning against the teachers of the law. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honour at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." The widow's offering. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." This is the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In today's Gospel reading, Jesus observed the activity around the treasury. He noticed the crowd, the rich people, and a widow who lives in poverty. In this teaching moment, Jesus encourages his disciples to consider a different way of understanding generosity, abundance, power, and insufficiency. Jesus gives warning against the teachers of the law who act spiritually for the sake of appearances. What do you do in and out of the church for the sake of keeping up appearances? Why is this important to you? Jesus states that the rich give out of their abundance, but the widow gives out of her poverty. What does attitude toward the money reveal about understanding of insufficiency and abundance? The widow's action is not only an example of faithful giving, but also a demand for justice. The two coins hit the bottom of the treasury and sound a reminder to the powers that be of their responsibilities to the widow and all who are powerless. What might the story suggest about different practices of giving? What might the story teach about the use of church and community funds? What responsibilities do you think that church and society have toward people who have less power and privilege in society? The widow gives all she has to live on. She gives her life. Does our story sadden or inspire you? Why? What are you willing to give up? What questions do these verses bring to mind for you? Today's theme is giving in faith. I guess as soon as you have noticed the theme, you may have a thought immediately about the stewardship campaign that may push you to give more offerings on Sunday. Giving in faith is a lot more than just how much we give for the Sunday offering, because it includes big three T's: time, talent, and treasure. And also hits the principle of who we are and what we are investing our lives in. So today we may start with a question. Do what I have belong to God or me? Do what I have belong to God or me? Do the times that I have belong to God or me? Do the talents, gifts that I have belong to God or me? Do the money, wealth that I have belong to God or me? In fact, throughout the entire Bible, there are roughly 2,350 verses concerning about money. This is roughly twice as many as faith and prayer combined. Eugene Grimm says, if we were to strike the commands of Jesus about money, we would reduce his teachings by more than one third. 16 of Jesus' approximately 38 parables dealt with money. One of every seven verses in the first three Gospels in some way deals with money. In fact, Jesus spoke about money more than about any other single subject like prayer, worship, morality, or any other religious topic except the kingdom of God itself. Let us look at some of them in the Gospels. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 20, it says, "No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and wealth." Matthew 6, 19 to 21, it says, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves and treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Matthew 19:23. "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, Jesus responds to the rich man inquiring what he must do to inherit eternal life. He tells the rich man, "Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the rich man heard Jesus' words, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. In the Old Testament, you could find some different biblical teachings about money. Teachings where money is described very positively. Genesis 13:2, Abraham is called as very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. Job was a man of great wealth, and Solomon was granted riches and honor unparalleled among the kings of his day. Proverbs tells us that the blessing of God brings wealth and describes a simple work ethic. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. While the Bible might present some contradiction regarding wealth and possessions, Jesus' teachings make clear that there is a fundamental connection between a person's spiritual life and one's attitude and actions concerning wealth and possessions. Jesus is right in saying in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So as we think about the money, wealth, it would be a most appropriate place here at church to ask the question, where does my treasure lie? As we ask this question, where does my treasure lie? Consider for a moment the statistics on how Australians spend their wealth, their money. I got this information from Australian Bureau of Statistics about household expenditure survey taken place 2015 and 16. The average household is estimated to have spent $74,301 on general household living costs in 2016. And average weekly Australian household costs are $29 for personal care, $13 for animal expenses, $17 for mobile phone, $6 for books and newspapers, $77 for holidays, $44 for meals in restaurants, $20 for bakery products, $24 for health practitioners, and $18 for childcare, $8 for audiovisual equipment, another $8 for shoes, and $15 for household appliances. And then weekly spend by life stage, $849 for a single person aged under 35. And $1,572 for only a couple. And $1,833 for a couple with the kids under 5 years old. $2,085 for a couple with the kids between 5 and 14 years old. And then, $1,990 for a couple with the kids, you know, youngest child would be 15 and over. As we look at these statistics on how Australians spend their wealth, their money, and ponder Jesus' teachings of the fundamental connection between our spiritual life and our attitude and actions concerning wealth and possessions, we are offered two pieces of wisdom to consider. The first comes from C.S. Lewis. He writes, "I realized I could no longer say my about anything because everything is God's. Certainly all that we are and all that we have is ours by the grace of God. What we do with our lives, what we do with our talents, what we do with our time and what we do with our money speaks directly of our gratitude to God for our life and our blessings in life." C.S. Lewis gently reminds us that we really own nothing. All things belong to God. The awareness of this spiritual truth makes us both humbling and profound. If we believe it to be so, we come closer to understanding God's ways and following in the way of Jesus. And the other reason comes from Peter Gomes. He writes, "What God wishes us to understand is that giving is concerned not so much with the size of gift as it is with the attitude toward life, toward the self, and toward God. If you understand that life itself is a gift from God, and if you are confident and hopeful that God will sustain you in wealth and poverty and in everything in between, then you will see life as giving and not as holding. Life as giving and not as holding." So Christian giving, you know, Christian stewardship is about God's generosity to us and our response to God's generosity. God's generosity to us and our response to God's generosity. As we acknowledge that everything we have and everything we are and everything we ever hope to be comes from God, we need to return what we have from Him for His glory and for His kingdom. Today, as we give thanks to God for His provision and blessings upon our individual and church life, and also think of the theme, Christian giving in faith, as we grow with other God's family, I want to ask you to give more. I'm not going to ask you to give a 10% or 5% of your income, but what I'm going to ask you to do is how Jesus did. Give everything. Give 100% to God. We see that in today's gospel. Even though rich people made a large offering, Jesus praised the widow who gave two small coins by saying, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Jesus wants to turn our lives upside down, to have a complete change of heart. This is vital for Christian giving. Honestly saying that I sometimes find myself reluctant to ask people to give, because I know you often stretch out your arms to the full length, even you haven't got an income from your work. But you have given generously toward the church and other charities. But you know, an amazing thing happens when you recognize that God gives it all. When you give the first portion back to Him, things start to change. For some, that will mean 5%, for others 10%, for others something else. That is between you and God. But as I talk about, you know, giving in faith, and I want you to plan for your giving, for building up the kingdom of God within the community you belong, your giving will be planned, deliberate, concise, conscious, and cheerful. As you make your decision, there is the example of the widow in today's gospel. Do you ever wonder what happened to that woman? In fact, we don't know what happened to that woman. But what we do know is that her extraordinary gift is not only an example for us, but it actually mirrors of God's love. When God gives, He gives it all. Just like the widow did, God gave His only Son to the world, to you and to me. God gave His only Son to you and to me. He gives us time, abilities, and financial resources. Then He calls us to share, but He doesn't force us. Do you believe that all things are God's? Do you understand what God wants us to do? What's in your pocket? What's in your handbag? Is there anything in your pocket or in your bag that you don't want to give back to God? All things are God's. We are the stewards of God's things. We are responsible to make certain that God's things are used to glorify God, to further God's work and build God's reign on earth. But it is hard to think of our possessions as God's possessions. It is hard to let go of that money we hold on to so tightly. Yeah, we love God. And we intellectually and understand God's generosity and the grace in which we live. But when it comes right down to it, we don't want to let go of the stuff we have come to think of as our own. Please keep in mind that everything is God's And what God wishes each of us to understand is that giving is concerned not so much with the size of gift as it is with an attitude toward life, toward self, toward others, and toward God. As we begin to trust more fully in God who sustains us in all things, we'll begin to see life as giving and not as holding. And our church, our community, our world, and our lives will be immeasurably richer. So when you give, reflect yourself upon this question. Do what I have belong to God or me? Do what I have belong to God or me? Let us sing the last song, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Let us pray. O Most High God Almighty, you are reign forever. You are the refuges for the oppressed. You are the stronghold in times of our troubles. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. We give thanks to you, Lord, with all our hearts for your wonderful works amongst us. We are glad and rejoice in you. The earth rejoices in our members for salvation. Thank you for your unfailing love and mercy upon us. You are our living hope. Forgive us, Lord, for we are all sinners. Forgive us for our shortfalls. Your love has never failed us yet. We thank you, Lord, for your care of Cheryl, for she's back home. Strengthen her, Lord Jesus, for fast recovery during her healing process as she recovers from her surgery. We thank you for answering prayers for Bob Winham as he settles into his new accommodation at LMP Nursing Home, and to remember Margaret as a shame. Always be with Margaret at this hard time of her life journey. We thank you, Lord, for the great day out to Bandina last Monday. He did share the fun and the blessings of having fellowship amongst the church members in a different environment. These 40 people did enjoy. Thank you, Lord, for your care. You took them there and you brought them home safely. We pray healing power upon Bruce from Friday Men's Group. May Raymond and Mary come closer to you with their trust, with hope that you are able with your love to heal and give them strength that enable them to face with this difficult situation for the family. Lord, today is our Thanksgiving Sunday. We pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to allow us to learn of the way how to give, not one-tenth of what we have, but to give you our all. We surrender all what we have in kind, in money, and all our families. Let your will be done. We remember our minister, Reverend Ilung Kim, and his family, June, Ben, and Gino. Let the Holy Spirit empower them, strengthen them, enrich them with the glory of above, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. The blessing of understanding, the surrendering of the family to you, is the eternal blessings that can't be counted. Let them hear the call from you, Lord. We pray for victory and the responsibilities as the call from you, Lord. Richana and the Standing Committee, Ruth Fifey and the PRC, Kevin Fifey and the Property Committee. We pray for the Presbytery Youth Multicultural Day on the 26th of this month in Bankstown Uniting Church. We pray for your presence. We pray for your strength. Let the Holy Spirit to take control and in control of everything. We remember Lucano Piquet's Uniting Church and its different missions, the Message Church, the Mainly Music, and all other missions. All these missions with the aim to connect with you, Lord Jesus. This is our prayers and this is our desires to be closer and closer to you, Lord. Allow us to witness. The closer we are to you, the more we know about you and your love. Let the living water flow over our souls. Lord, let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Every situation that has troubled our minds or our cares and burdens onto you we roll. Come now, Holy Spirit, and take control. Hold us in your loving arms and make us whole. Wipe away all doubt and fears and take our pride. Draw us to your love and keep us by your side. We give you our lives. Set us free. In Jesus' name we pray.
These are a few announcements today. Biannual congregational meeting is to be held this Sunday after church, just after the inner service. June Mass Church is held on Sunday 29th of June, which is next Sunday at 4 p.m. We'll learn how God protects us through activities and songs and the message. And as usual, there will be lots of fun games and activities and a yummy food. You can register via email or Eventbrite. As I mentioned earlier, our church commits today and next Sunday as Thanksgiving Sundays when we give a special thanks offering in response to all of our blessings received from God. This year our church council has decided to support Frontier Services, which is a national agency of the United Church in Australia, especially to help farmers affected by the floods and the mouse plague. I think it is a great opportunity to support our farmers that are struggling with their business on their own life. So if you are willing to donate the fund, their bank account details are on the screen. To attend Sunday service at 10:15 a.m. here at Lugano Pigasunarin Church, everyone needs to register with the bearer bull via phones or email, and all the details are on the screen. Now it is blessing. Having been blessed with so many gifts, go into the world joyfully serving God by helping others in need. Go in peace. Amen. This is the end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. Hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries. Me.